Hello, my name is Joshua, and I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policy in the neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will take a few minutes to complete and asks about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to the questions are anonymous. Do you live in Boston? Do you currently live in Boston?
Yes, I do.
Oh, great. Thank you, sir. What is the zip code of your primary residence?
02115.
I appreciate that. What would you say is your gender? Just make sure we represent everyone. Male, female? Male, right?
Male.
Thank you. Okay, how old are you?
83.
83, okay. Thank you so much. Your opinion is extremely important. What would you say your ethnic or racial background is? White, Caucasian, Black African-American?
Caucasian,
right? Thank you. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay, so your bachelor's degree, you said? Or
master's degree, yeah.
Masters. Okay. Thank you so much for that, sir. I really appreciate that. Just give me one moment, please. Okay. So the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, per?
I'd say good to excellent. Good. Good.
Excellent. Good. Let's say good. Okay. Thank you. In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or per?
Excellent.
Excellent. Right. Thank you. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Every day? Few times a week? About once per week? A few times a week. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Is it every day, a few times a week, about once per week?
A
few times a week. Thank you. Your opinion is extremely important. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Would you say every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Never.
Okay. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all, some days, more than half the days, nearly every day?
Seldom.
Okay,
no, I mean,
so...
Not at all. Really.
Seldom, not at all, right? Okay, got it. Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Not at all,
no.
Some days? Not really, right? Not at all, right? Okay.
Yeah,
having
really
little interest or pleasure in doing things?
I've had that. That
you've had that? Would you say some days?
Occasionally.
Some days, right? Okay. Not being able to control worrying. Not at all, some days. More than half days.
No. I can control that. I can control it, so I don't know the answer. But
worry.
Yeah.
Not. Let's say not at all, maybe, right?
Not
in
at
that
all,
case.
Really.
Exactly. You don't feel worried at all. Huh? Okay, thank you. So let's go ahead and continue. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? High blood pressure? Yes or no? Whoa, he hung up. Ya te gané, viejito. Yo voy 16% y vos hiciste 12. Yo soy mejor. Es que estos cerotes quieren venir y competir con uno, vea. Es que son...